Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Here in the Inland Empire, we're used to extreme heat. But no one gets used to the threat of wildfires, even more so for those with medical conditions. Year after year, people across the state have had to flee with little notice, often in poor air quality conditions that can turn dangerous for those with asthma, heart disease, diabetes, or other chronic conditions. Pregnant women, children, and first responders are also more susceptible to the effects of smoke inhalation. Early prevention can reduce those risks. Every household, especially those with medical needs, should treat wildfire preparedness like a vital part of your health plan. Unfortunately, the statistics show that not everyone is as prepared as they could be. According to Federal Emergency Management Agency research, despite 80% of respondents to the 2019 National Household Survey saying they had gathered enough supplies to last three or more days, just 48% said they had an emergency action plan. Dr. Kaushik Kasanagotu, a primary care physician with Optum in San Bernardino, is here to share his experience of how quickly wildfire exposure can trigger ER visits, hospitalizations, and long-term respiratory issues, and why having a plan is so important. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. I mean, as a primary care and internal medicine physician, this is a really, really important topic, and I love talking about it with all of your listeners.
Well, Dr. K, start by telling us, how does wildfire smoke affect the body?
Yeah, so you'd be surprised to know wildfire smoke inhalation causes a wide range of symptoms. So some of the common symptoms that I see patients talking about is coughing, wheezing, having trouble breathing, chest pain, tiredness, headaches. And wildfire smoke can have a wide range of symptoms, including, you know, dry eyes, along with the pulmonary and, you know, cardiac symptoms that you mentioned.
Are there certain people who are at an increased risk?
Yeah, certainly. You know, just like any exposure to environmental toxins, there are certain groups that are more exposed to it, are more at risk for it. So for example, children who are not fully developed yet, their lungs haven't fully developed, they're at higher risk of developing complications. But even adults, people with lung issues like chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or COPD or emphysema can develop more severe symptoms and have more complications. People who are on oxygen, people who are pregnant, and even first responders are more at risk for it.
Why is being prepared for a wildfire disaster important?
So it's really important. It's like any disaster, until it happens to you, you don't really think about it. So especially people who are in high risk regions like the mountains or forests with a lot of dry wood that are potentially at high risk for having wildfires in their region. So it's really important for you to be prepared. So I always tell patients that have an action plan if you're in a high fire risk zone, which includes a lot of us in Southern California, and make sure you have a plan that includes what are the things that you're going to be carrying if there's a wildfire in your region and you have to leave your home immediately. Maybe it's medications, maybe it's emergency money, maybe it's a picture of yourself and your family, you know, chargers for your devices, which are becoming even more important in these times. Maybe backup chargers or, you know, the charging packs. And those are all really, really important for you to think about.
What steps should people with chronic conditions take to prepare for wildfire smoke?
Yeah, so I would say, you know, maybe I'm a little biased as a healthcare provider, but talk with your healthcare provider first. You want to make sure that you develop that action plan with them. And then figure out what medications, especially if you have some of those medical conditions that I talked about, what medications do you need to have on stock? Because sometimes you may have to leave town urgently, and you may not have access to a pharmacy, and your primary care doctor may not be available for you them to refill medication. So whether it's an inhaler, your heart medications, make sure you have some emergency, maybe 7 to 10 days of medications on stock.
And what are the basic tools, supplies, and equipment needed during an emergency? And what does a basic checklist look like, including first aid supplies?
Yeah, so there's a wide range of preparedness. It's from just you want to be prepared with the basic necessities all the way to the highest intensity equipment that you can carry. And that depends on your fire risk, your appetite for risk in general, how prepared you want to be. And these are questions that it's really hard to generalize. But for the basic necessities, I would say it's really good to have a high quality respirator. I think we're all comfortable with things like N95s or just general masks. N95s are probably the highest quality masks that you can have in these instances, because what they do is they filter out some of these particles, filter out the smoke, you know, some of the other risky things that you can inhale, especially during a wildfire. And then the other things that I always recommend people is, if you're in a high wildfire risk zone, you're not always going to be evacuated, right? So sometimes there's a wildfire that's far away, but you're not in the evacuation zone. So it's really good to have a good filtration system in your home. And if you can't afford an HVAC, maybe have like a small filtration system in your home, like an air purifier, so that it filters out the carbon monoxide and some of the smoke exposure that is in the air, because people are smelling smoke, you know, 50, 100 miles away sometimes, and it's really important to have good filtration. And the most important thing that you can probably do in these instances is make sure you know your house HVAC system and what kind of air filters that you have in place, and make sure you replace them pretty frequently.
You know, 6 years ago, if you had mentioned an N95 mask, I don't know that the general population would know what you're talking about. But these days, thanks to COVID, we all know exactly what that is.
Yeah, and it's funny, you know, a lot of healthcare professionals probably wouldn't have known about N95s or HVAC systems, and things have changed a lot. Now we're all very interested in filtration and making sure the air that we breathe is, you know, good quality and safe.
Are there specific tips to keep in mind for wildfire season before, during, and after a wildfire?
Yeah, so I would say, you know, I also have a master's in public health, so I'm always very interested and fascinated with how public health information is disseminated. Information is key in these time zones, right? So you want to always be up to date on the information that's being shared. So make sure you're connected with your county and state wildfire and public health systems. Make sure you're on their emergency line where you put in their phone number and they'll send you some updates, and especially if you're in some of these high risk zones. And then always keep on track of it. So as the these fires are moving rapidly, I'm sure, you know, everyone has kind of seen the breadth of it, especially with the recent major LA fire, how quickly they can go from remote distance to your backyard. So be really keyed in on your local community, use public health resources, and then use also community resources. So there's all sorts of neighborhood apps that you can kind of key into to see what's happening in your area and how are people responding to it.
What are important considerations when developing an emergency plan, especially if someone is responsible for caring for a child or older adult?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the common, you know, I'm not a pediatrician, I'm an internal medicine physician, so I see a lot of older adults, but my patients do ask me this all the time. And if they have children, what are the considerations, and can children wear respirators? And yes, so children's age 2 and older can wear respirators and masks. However, you want to make sure that they are properly fitted and make sure that the patient, that your, you know, the child has been, is able to comfortably breathe through them. And once you're out of a risk zone, take them off so that they're more comfortable. And then choose a size that fits them well. So not all respirators are created equal. So you want to make sure that when you or a child is wearing an N95 masks, and you should not be able to smell any sort of sweet things or, you know, any sort of odor, right? So it's supposed to be clean, you know, filtered air. So if you're smelling, you know, other particles, that means that that's not a good fit and you need to find a different N95 respirator. So you want to kind of make sure that the mask fits you properly before you need it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Been speaking with Dr. Kaushik Kasanagotu, a primary care physician with Optum in San Bernardino. Anything else you want us to know?
Yeah, so I want to close off with my key points, right? You never know when disaster is going to strike, so always have an action plan. make sure you know your medical conditions and know that you have your medications, inhalers on hand, and extra doses just in case you need to evacuate. Know your community evacuation plan, so what your county or your city or your town recommends in terms of how to evacuate, what roads you want to take, and things like that. And then gather the emergency supplies, including an approved respirator. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in. Where can we go to get more information? And are you accepting new patients?
Yes. Yeah. So I'm always accepting new patients. The more the merrier is what I always say. I say welcome to the team. And if you need more information, the County Health Department has a great resource online for wildlife prevention and, you know, the action plans. And they're specific to your county. So that's what I would recommend. Stay local.
Thank you so much for coming in today. And thank you for helping to keep us healthy.
Thank you so much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.